Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. You're tuned in to Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee, where we talk about all things sex, relationships, intimacy, sex, love, and hey, more sex. Because, honey, around here, it ain't your mama's talk. Hello, darling, and welcome to Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. What a week. Oh, my God, this month has just completely flown by. I can't believe Christmas is just a couple of days away, and 2017 is just literally right around the corner. I mean, seriously, this whole Front Porch journey has just blown by since June when it was born. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a fabulous hump day. And I have James back tonight. And if ladies, I know the ones that are listening, I know you guys remember James from the last time because I've gotten several messages from y'all asking if he was coming back. So back by popular demand, James is back. How you doing, darling?
I'm good, baby. How about you? Thank you, ladies. I appreciate that those kind words. That's nice to hear.
You have your own little fan club here.
What man doesn't like to hear that women want him back?
I know. How awesome is that? So for all you newcomers, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you were talking about the month flying by. I'm like, what about the year flying by? Or what, you know, you're talking about Front Porch Sex Talk. You know, you launched it in June, and here we are at the end of the year, 6 months in already. And
I know.
You know, I've got a couple of radio projects going on and podcasts. And
how's that just going?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. It's as you know, it's a learning process.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? I've been doing some, you know, I do a lot of reading and stuff. And, you know, whatever you're going to do, really the biggest key to, and you know what's funny is really when you're talking about sex and relationships and men and women and sex, love, relationships, whatever it is, it's kind of the same as the business thing and having an idea. There's probably no bad ideas, but if you're going to do something and you want something, you just need to grab a hold of it, believe it, and go after it. Go after what
exactly.
You want.
Exactly.
You know, so I think it works.
It does.
Go ahead.
We've known each other for a while now. And I remember a very, very long time ago telling you, you know what? One day we're going to be doing some kind of collaboration. I know I was writing, you know, still writing and stuff. And I remember exactly when I told you. I remember everything about it. And here we are several years later, and without even thinking about it, here it is, you know. I think that's pretty cool.
It is cool. It's, you know, there's no
radio
telling.
Was not even in my thought process at that time.
And mine, not mine as well. And it came into mine a little bit after it came into yours. You know, radio did, and how I ended up being on this show with you was, I mean, it all started a long way back, but you know, I was on traditional radio. I started on traditional radio this summer, from an opportunity. And, I think there was a little, scam going on there that, you know, what they're charging me $600 a week, and I was paying it. You know, I was paying the $600 for the airtime. My partner wasn't doing anything, but I was paying the money to the partner. And finally, after a couple months, I was like, wait a minute. There's something's not right here. There's a better way to do this. And I was researching all kinds of ways to do it. And that's when I talked to you on that Friday, and you brought up Blog Talk Radio. So that helped me get my Blog Talk Radio show going, Play Harder Radio. and also led to me being your guest on Wednesday, the last Wednesday of every month.
I know. You know, I had had some guys on, but so many people, so many guys are scared to be on my show. I don't know why. It's completely harmless. I mean, don't you think?
I haven't been, well, you know, it's only my second time, but I haven't been hurt yet.
Exactly. You know, you're the only person that's come back twice. So thank you very, very much. So I have questions from girls. And before I start that, for all you newcomers who are just tuning in, who are new to Front Porch Sex Talk, in case you're wondering who the hell I am and why I think I can talk about sex online, well, I'm a relationship and intimacy coach. I am a sex educator. I am a writer. I am also a certified tantra practitioner and educator. And I have two radio shows, three radio shows. So, I created Front Porch Sex Talk so that I could put it out there and lose that whole stigma of how sex is dirty and you can't talk about it and it's so taboo. And I'm not using such big words where you're thinking, what in the actual hell did they just say? And, you know, mind-blowing sex is out of your grasp. It's not. So that's why Front Porch was created. So everybody come to the front porch and talk some real talk. So
sit in the old rocker and talk some sex on the front porch.
That's right. That's how we did it at my house. How we still do it. That's how we roll. So, you know, James, you have quite the following. And women are getting, you know, pretty bold with their questions for you. And it's good. And it's not because they're, you know, they really and truly have that curiosity going on. So, and I know I've answered several questions from girls, but they want to get the man's perspective because us girls can sit there and talk in a group all day long and come up with our own conclusions. But we want to see what you have to say about it. First of all, I have gotten so many questions. People want to know your age. Are you going to kiss and tell about your age?
I'd be glad to tell my age. I'm 57.
You heard it, girl.
Years old. 57 years young.
That's right. You heard it, ladies. Okay. So we're just going to jump right into this. Might as well get it going.
I want you guys to know she wouldn't give me any heads up as to what the questions are. So you're getting the for real. There's no scripting here because she would not give me a heads up on the questions. So.
I know. I know. I know. Even when you asked me earlier if there was some kind of, you know, format, I'm never scripted. I have callers calling, you know, that will call me, listeners that will message me, email me. I'm never scripted on any of my shows because I have some kind of idea. But so these are all questions that came into me at the very last minute. I had my own questions, but I think these are pretty, pretty out there for you.
All right.
They're not
well,
bad.
You know,
they're not bad.
As they say, go for it. Let's hear what they got.
I think the age one was probably the most invasive. But, okay, so girls are always talking about size matters, size doesn't matter. What do guys think? And then I'll come back with my response. But do guys sit there and think about, oh, size really does matter? Or is it more of, you know, the ocean, the motion to the ocean?
Well, I think, you know, I don't, how do I answer that question? You know, I don't, I'm sure they all do think about size. But then it comes down to, you know, it doesn't, it's not all about that. That's not the, you know, that penetration thing. It's kind of the last, if you will, the last thing that happens in what should be a whole string of events that leads up to that. if you're, foreplay starts way ahead of that going on, and, you know, in the head with the flirting or whatever you're doing, for the evening or the day or the morning, and of course there's that spontaneous thing, but I think you don't need to be worrying about that, but you need to be here's what I think is the key to good to good sex is do to them. Just, I mean, even as a bit of advice on oral sex, pretend you're doing it to yourself and how you'd want it to feel. So, when you're going down on somebody, pretend like you're doing it to yourself and how
exactly
you'd want it.
Exactly how you want it.
You know, it's like not so hard, that's too soft, or don't bite or whatever. Then, you know what, just, you know, do it the way you'd want it done to you.
Exactly.
That's
guys,
kind of the golden rule of sex.
That's right. You know, guys tend to think if she's pulling, you know, the whole key thing is, guys, if she's pushing you away, that doesn't mean go harder at it. You're not just going to dive in and go at that clit like a corn on the cob, you know? Just,
right.
You know, sometimes guys just get a little overzealous down there. And, you know, now if we're pulling your hair and pulling you to us, then yes, we want more. But Jesus. So, you know, with size matters, for me, it's more of, it's the wiggle, not the worm for me. And there is so much more, like you said, it is the final outcome. It is that last, because you can have orgasm after orgasm after orgasm without even being penetrated.
Right.
And there's different positions that you can get into, have maximum penetration. I mean, seriously, I mean, the vagina is only, you know, average anywhere from 3 to 5 inches, if even, you know, depends. And the average size of the man's penis or the love wand or the sparkler is roughly about that, 4 to 5 inches, 6 at the very top of the average. So, you know, the vagina is so wonderful because it can accommodate any size. And that's, I think there's that whole myth, but I know there's women out there saying, oh, hell no, I need big, I need this, I need that. But again, you can be with somebody who, I'd rather be with somebody that I can connect with, that I can have that intimacy with, and maybe he's got mad skills someplace else. But again, that whole sex thing starts in the brain, and, you know, the whole orgasm is energy. So, you know, that A spot, O spot, and G spot are just right there at the very entrance. The G spot is 2 inches in. So, you know,
hey. Well, if you think about it, when you think about sex and stuff, you might meet somebody somewhere online or out some night, and you exchange numbers, and then you talk later, and there's this whole string of flirting that goes on, and, you know, innuendo and stuff, and that you both get worked up about. And if you think about that, I mean, just talking on the phone, you've got each other ready to explode. So if you kind of continue that into the bedroom, then, you know, it can be pretty good thing. And size is kind of one of the last things that comes into it.
Exactly. Again, I know a majority of women would rather have that whole connection, not just, you know, and I've had several women message me and say, you know, I really, really like this guy. I'm falling in love with him. He's amazing to me. He treats me so well. He's good to my children, but he's small. I'm like, what? He's short? Define small. Yeah, is he shorter than you? What's the deal? No, he's small. Okay, his hands are small. What? You know, I'm trying to be facetious about it. She's
right.
Like, no, you know, he's not that endowed. And I'm like, and that's going to you know, you've been in a string of bad relationships and you finally have one guy who treats you right, treats your kids right, and you're going to pass him on because, you know, he...
Yeah, you know, the problem in that isn't really, I don't think it's, yeah, maybe you would like it bigger, but the problem in that situation I don't think is his how well he's endowed. It's you and your head on that, because, you know, like you just said, you've bitched about the way men have treated you forever, and then you get one that treats you right, and, you know, there's, I mean, you can figure out how to make that work.
Right. And again, I know that everybody has their preference, and I know women prefer not to, and they want more, to each their own. But again,
yeah,
women
were.
If
you want more, then move on.
Yeah.
Quick. You know.
You just move on and you go to the next one and see how that works out for you. I just, you know, I guess because from the sacred, you know, sex part of it for me, I know that it takes, there's so much more to that orgasm than just the penetration part. And that's my mission, is to show everybody that wonderful, mind-blowing, toe-curling, eye-rolling back in your head, you know, orgasmic sensation to it. And it's not just, you know, the whole penis thing, but again, to each their own. And so, okay, next question. So, Viagra, your thoughts on Viagra. Do you think guys should be ashamed of using Viagra? I mean, I know as we all get older, you know, sometimes things start to not function as well. And guys need a little bit of help with.
I think it's more widely used than people think. You know, I think that's a, I think you should understand that that is true based on the, so there wouldn't be all those commercials if it wasn't true. And, you know, that it's being used a lot. I know, I have a friend who, I know somebody in their 20s who's been using it forever. Almost, it always has it. I don't know that he needs it. I don't know the particulars. I just know that he has been. I myself have never used it. I've used Cialis a couple times, and I don't know that it helped me or not, or that it made a big difference or not. But I don't, you know, at 57, I'm still very hungry. I still have a great appetite, and you know, but I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be ashamed of using it. Whether you do or don't have a problem, I think it could enhance some things.
And what do you do to keep your sex life healthy?
I don't know that I do anything to keep it healthy. I just...
Do you work out, eat right, or are you just out there?
Yeah, no, I eat for the 80% of the time. I eat really good. I do work out. I try to stay in shape. A lot of the things I've... You know what? I've heard of a lot of I've heard a lot of women say that men in their 50s, they meet a man in their 50s and can't get it up.
Right.
You know? So
yeah.
they need it. But and you know what? And one of the things that I've heard that I think that I've heard a correlation to is cigarette smoking seems to affect it.
Well, yeah, because it starts to block your arteries, and, you know, that big, huge blood supply is trying to flow down there. We actually have a call. You ready to take your first call?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see. Area code 281, you're on the front porch. Who are we talking to? Hello?
Don't be shy.
Area code 281. Okay.
Damn it. Almost our first call.
Maybe they'll call back. So, you know, a lot of guys, and that's true. I work with some of my clients are in their 20s and have problems with ED. And so it's not so much an age thing. And I think because you can't, and I was talking about that again yesterday about food you shouldn't eat and should not eat, should eat, shouldn't eat, to make your Christmas sexy. And it was the Thanksgiving when we did our last show, and I went over the same thing again. And I've had people ask about that. And with, you know, I had a guy message me after that, and he was like, oh my God, I think I'm coming down with EB. What do you mean you're coming down with it?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What do you mean you're coming down with it?
And he says, well, you know, I was, you know, it's not as strong. And I'm like, okay, what were you doing? He goes, well, I was, you know, out and had a few drinks. I said, okay, does this normally happen to you? No. And is this happening when you were, you know, having drinks? Because he never drinks. That's the thing. He never drinks. So this was his first time to encounter that kind of incident. I said, no. Alcohol is a depressant, honey.
Right.
And it makes your penis depressed. You have erection depression. So I said,
you do. It does give you beer balls. It does make you hornier, but then it might make performing a little bit more difficult as well.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have that strong erection coming up. So, and so because you can just now, you can go to the doctor anytime now and ask for any kind of pill you want and they'll give it to you, you know, he takes Viagra. And I'm like, I don't really think, and now he's got that fear in his head that he needs Viagra. So now it has gone, you know, it's a mental thing for him now. Because he's scared of it. He's scared to be without it. And I'm like, dude.
Right. It could be embarrassing. It could be embarrassing. I'm sure it's embarrassing. You know? And being, you know, if you're burning the candle at both ends, if you're, you know, drinking a lot or whatever, yeah, you're going to, it's going to pop its head up on you. Most definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I always tell people to just stop for a minute, see what's going on in your environment and, okay, what's going on different? And, you know, just take a break for a second, take a breather for a second, and then reassess the situation. Because like I said, it, you know, with him, I told him, you know, if you never drink and this was your first time that that's happened, step back for a second and again, reevaluate. Don't just start popping pills. Just don't let it be your crutch.
I wouldn't make too much out of a one-time deal like that. And, you know, as they say, shit happens. So, I wouldn't make a big deal out of a one-time thing. And you don't want to get your head in the wrong place about it anyway. So, you know, it's kind of like that, you know, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. You know, whether you think you have a problem or you don't, you're right. So you start thinking about it and then you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then you start to manifest it, materialize it, and you work yourself up. I've had, you know, guys do that too. They start out with that premature ejaculation, then they freak out about that. And then they're so stressed about that. Then it leads to, you know, erectile dysfunction. And it's a matter of just, again, stepping back for a minute and getting out of your own way. You know, we all cock block ourselves at some point in time, and that's no pun intended. But
no, that's the truth. You know, it's like, damn it, I can't believe I did that. Cock block yourself. It happens.
Yeah. Like I say, never, don't let fear be the cock blocker of your life. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. And 281, call back in. Where'd you go?
I know. I told.
I want to know what your question was.
She messaged me and
bite.
I told her to call back.
We can't bite.
I know. She messaged me and I said, call back. So 281, if you're listening, call back.
Oh, so you know who this is.
Well, they're messaging me through my page.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you know who it is.
Kind of. Not necessarily.
Right, so call back, baby. I want to talk to you.
So, okay. What's the deal with guys getting all soft nowadays and, you know, getting too emotional and sensitive and not being so insecure? What's up with that? From your point of view.
My blunt, short answer is I have fucking no idea. You know? I mean, I don't know any what, I mean, you know, there's a segment of women out there that want, that like the bad boys, and there's a segment of women out there that want a good man and want to be treated in a certain way with all the chivalry and everything. And myself, somebody said that to me maybe the other day that I was, I'm kind of a mix, but I believe in chivalry. I don't believe chivalry is dead, and I think women need to be treated a certain way. But then also, that doesn't mean they want a snowflake, as we talk about the millennials these days. I don't understand it. I think the whole society's gone that way, though. You know,
oh, I know.
There's all this political correctness. You can't do this. You can't do that. And you know, whatever it may be. And I don't know that there's any woman out there that doesn't want a man's man.
Exactly.
That doesn't want a man. That doesn't want a man that she can feel secure around, or safe
exactly.
around, or that will stand up for her.
Yeah.
You know, and not every man out there is The Rock, is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, you know?
Right, right.
But you know what? But you don't have to be either to be chivalrous and be a man and stand up for your woman and let her know that you know, that she doesn't have anything to worry about when you're around.
Exactly. And, you know, I was talking about that the other day with some other girls. I've had some stalkers. And there have been a few that I've had to completely block, you know, report, you know, the whole nine with it, because they just wouldn't back up. And I'm thinking, you know, I need a guy. I don't need a guy. It would be nice to have a guy in my life that, you know, I could say, hey, you know, this is totally freaking me out. Can you just deal with him? Or, you know, I deal with it, you know, in my way. But to know that there's a guy that's supporting me I guess I have this image of a guy in my head that is, like I said, he's not The Rock, but somebody that is going to back me up. And if we're out, you know, be chivalrous and be protective and, you know, make sure that, you know, everything around me is good and, you know, show me respect and, you know, all that other good stuff. And if the zombie apocalypse just happens to come, he's going to have my back, you know?
Right.
We're going to have each other's back. But I don't know that there's anybody out there like that anymore. Or, you know, because either there's no happy medium, because the guy is either going to be a total douchetard twatsicle or, you know,
right.
He's going to be like, well, I don't know you know how to do this and scream like a bitch because there's a spider or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't like spiders, so let's not go there.
Oops, my bad. But you know what I mean. I don't want him to be,
right.
You know, so I need that yin and that yang. That I
you know what
to be
you don't
to
want somebody who
and know his masculine at the same time, you know?
Right. You know, exactly. I mean, you don't nobody wants somebody that bows to their every whim and is needy and comes across needy or whatever.
Yeah, that's a total
turn
off.
And I think
off.
If you're going to be a neediness is the most unattractive trait.
Oh, that's a total turnoff right there. Turnoff. When you start acting like, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to say, when you start acting like a whiny bitch, that's a total turnoff for me and a lot of women. Because if you're going to have a beard, have some facial hair, you know, be a man, then act like a man, you know, and don't.
Yes.
Don't be a man. Giant.
That's a hilarious statement right there to me. all these men out there with, you know, because the beards are the big deal these days. These beards, these big beards are ZZ Top beards are all over the place. And then,
but what's inside doesn't go along. Well, I know quite a few guys who can rock the beard, and they are the man's man. I'm just not. Just not their cup of tea. But, you know, there are some that, you know, just, and I was just using that as a reference. I mean, whether you have a beard or not, you know, it's just the fact that men are so sensitive these days that it's, I mean, I don't, I get so many women that are like, you know, he smothers me. He's too clingy. He's too needy. He's too whiny. You know, what happened to these guys? You know, that one, you know, back in the day, guys were all about, okay, I'm not, you know, I don't want the relationship. I just want the friends with benefits or whatever. Or they wanted the relationship and they went about it the right way. Now it's like, guys are afraid to get in relationships, or they are the ones that are, why aren't you texting me back? Why aren't you calling me back? Where are you at, baby? Yeah, you just sent me the text like 10 seconds ago. You know, and I'm back. So,
no, that's
that's
for you guys, if there's any guys listening, and women for that matter as well, that why aren't you responding to my text? Did you get my text? You said you'd call me. Just because they didn't call, you know, it doesn't mean something came up, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't mean they're out with, you know what, there's a million other things it could be than another man or woman.
Exactly.
You know? Or not interested in you. And so that needy thing will just run everybody off, I'm telling you.
Yep. Okay, so I have a question from a listener who's has a window of opportunity for this answer, and then we'll come back to that. But she's asking, wait, let me get back to it. Okay, what is the ideal Christmas gift from his significant other, sexually, of course?
Sexual Christmas gift?
Yeah.
I kind of like the, I guess I'm going to assume that your sex life is good, but depending on, I guess if it's Christmas morning, I guess it, you have to pick your situation, but you and her in some kind of little Christmas sexy ass Santa outfit, waiting for me, you know, under the Christmas tree, or if you've got kids or in the bedroom or whatever, that's the kind of gift. You know, me knowing that you want to be sexy for me and that you want me. As far as a gift, I don't think men, from my point of view, there's not a physical, you know. Maybe the best sexual gift for me would be 2 tickets to the Super Bowl. that might get you more than you bargained for. A new 45. You know, it's what it is with men and women. Think in terms of him, not what you want. Not what you want him to like. What's he like? I'm telling you, getting them, you learn as you, and I would assume everybody's getting this, gets this now, but there's a real joy in giving.
Exactly.
Much more than receiving. You know?
Yeah.
I'd much rather give my daughter a new Corvette, give her one than have her, I had to bite my tongue saying this, but I'd much rather give my daughter a new Corvette than her give me one. You know, or anything, you know, or my, so I don't have a significant other at the moment. So, you know, I don't, but giving is what it's all about. So that thing that the best sexual gift is that thing that fire, you know, what fires his rockets, you know,
right.
For me, if it was, guns or, you know, for me, it'd be guns. If you were to put a new, you know, Glock under my tree, you get a lot more than you bargained for.
See, and for me, that,
and I would deliver that Glock in something sexy and be ready to have it all come off.
I was just thinking, you know, maybe a thong, and it's, you know, not a holster, but you have it in the back, or, you know, whatever, something, you
right.
know, use it, play it off, you know, play with it or something. And I mean, like in Pretty Woman, when she's sitting there waiting for him to come in, and she's sitting at the table, and all she has on is the new tie that she bought him, you know, that's hot.
Right. Right.
You know, and for me to be the giver is quite the turn on for me. That
right.
just is, will cause, because I know it's going to excite you, and in turn, that's going to give me total NHO, nipple hard on for those that don't know what NHO is, and a total lady boner. I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's.
I love nipples, by the way.
Mm. They're awesome.
They are. When I meet a woman that I'm attracted to or whatever, and I, you know, I see her there, or I see her, or I'm talking to her, or this or that, or picture or whatever, and I'm like, God, I wonder what her nipples are like.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sure most guys do think about that, I think, maybe. Although, lately, you know, complete strangers, you know, want to know. I don't know why. I don't know why. This is like a string of guys. I don't know if they've all, you know, congregated together and said, hey, let's keep messaging Monica to see if she's going to break and tell us. But if I get one more message asking, I mean, these are from total strangers. I don't know. Listeners, you know, that will message me. So tell me, baby, shaved or not? I'm like, what the fuck? You don't even know me. I think it's quite comical now, actually. You know, the lack of social relationship skills.
Well, I would say that's a total, geez. I mean,
you're a tool. Yeah, I got a picture of a guy, and that's why I named it "How to Hang Your Mistletoe," because I got a picture of a guy. I guess he saw it on Facebook somewhere, where the proper way to hang mistletoe is above your head and not on the tip of your. You know, the tip of your cock on that head, you know. And I'm like, oh, my God, seriously, dude, really? One, that's just not original. And two, that's been going around on Facebook all week, you know. Just
right. I mean, chivalry counts for a lot, you know.
Yes, it does.
I mean, just right off the bat, shaved or not. I don't know. I don't
understand the men's thinking. And I'm sure, and you know what? I've gotten guys that have told me, man, I get boob shots all the time. Really? Yeah. I'm like, wow. I guess everybody just doesn't care because, you know, you can Photoshop your head out and nobody will ever know. But at the same
or
time.
They're lying.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, I don't want that first impression of, I want you, like you said, that to me, quite erotic for me. You know, I'm thinking to my, you know, what you just said, when you're meeting a girl, I don't think that's horrible. That's you. That's your thing that gets you, that's your thing, you know, is I wonder what her nipples look like. And in a sense, I think, you know, for me, that would be like, it, knowing you were thinking that about me, but not putting it all out there, that's hot for me because, you know, it's not so much a cat and mouse game, but it's, you're not putting it all,
you know,
you're not throwing it all out there, you know,
right.
And really blowing the moment of it. Like these guys are, so are you shaved or not? Well, you know, why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to talk to me? Why don't you, you know, form something with me first? Let's go on a date,
right.
And then you'd be surprised by it. I mean, not surprised, but you know what I mean? There's that whole aspect of leading up to it and not just putting it out there all at once. I mean, there's no fun in that.
There's no class. There's no chivalry. There's no reason to talk to you ever again.
Exactly. And that's why they
and
all get
can't.
Lost.
And you know what? And you should be, if I'm thinking that about you, there's a lot more about you I like than just wondering about that.
Exactly. And I was just fixing to say, I know that there's more to it than just that, but.
I mean, you already, you've had my attention 100 different ways before I think that.
Right.
Know?
Right.
So I to say that that's the first thing I think about, that maybe I, if I said that, I didn't mean that. But it's if I'm interested in, it's just it's one of the things I like. And so there's 100 other things I like about you before I think that. So. But I wonder.
There's nothing wrong with that. I know there's a lot of girls that wonder certain things as well. Hence why they're asking if size matters.
Right.
You
well,
know,
I mean,
for
to
me,
a degree, you know, you come back to that. I mean, yeah, to a degree it does. You know?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, there could be, I mean, but, you know, when you get into the averages and stuff, you know, everything should probably be all right. And you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe you're watching too, maybe you're fucked up in the head a little bit too much because you've watched too much porn and think that that's reality and everything. And that's not reality.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, they're not even having, I mean, like I said, the guys, I mean, how many times are they having to edit that because they can't fucking come? And the girls, I mean, you're having to tell them what to do. I mean, I'm just going by speculation, not that I watch it. I'm just saying. But you know, it's all staged. It's not real. There's nothing real about porn at
right.
all. But I think, you know, people get their realities all jacked up because they have this idea of what it should be. And you know, with Renee Savant, you know, she wrote What Your Mama the Bible and Porn Never Taught You About Sex. And I wrote chapter 4, and that's part of what I, you know, wrote about in there is, you know, the whole aspect of how we think it should be in our head. And, you know, without, because I'm going to be talking about that in February, without giving too much away. But, you know, we go into the bedroom thinking there's lights and camera and somebody saying, you know, action there. And it's got to be some whole, you know, scenario. And it's not. It doesn't have to be. I mean,
you know what you can get me for Christmas? That's what I get. That's a sexy gift. I'll take a fluffer for Christmas from you, from my girl. A girl to get me ready for you.
All right.
You ask ladies. You ask ladies.
There you go. If you're
That's
listening.
A joke.
what are your thoughts on that, huh?
On what? Since the flusher?
Yeah.
I've never given it a thought. I just came up.
Threesome.
I just know that's. I think every. You know what? I'll tell you a little story about a threesome. When I was married the second time, I said to my. Somehow it came up between my wife and I about threesomes. Or, you know what? I don't think it was threesomes. Actually, that was about two girls, but it kind of plays into the same thing. That I go, there's not a guy out there that doesn't think two hot girls together is sexy, is hot as hell. She goes, oh, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. That's disgusting. You know? And she worked at a bar at the time, and she comes home a few days later and says, I kind of did my own little personal poll, and I'm sorry, but I apologize. You were right. It's kind of a guy thing. So that plays into the threesome thing. And you know what? There's a lot of, sexiness about a threesome or whatever. Could be there
be
about it. What's that?
So there's gotta be there. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's probably way more. You know what? Guys out there think they want to have a threesome, okay? And they probably do want to have a threesome. But the first thing you got to think of when it comes down to it, are you willing to do the threesome both ways?
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding,
right?
Ding, 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 ding. We have
you
a
watch
winner.
Somebody, you know what? She come, yes, okay, honey, we'll have a threesome. Can you invite your friend Jeff over? Whoa, time out. That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah, they don't want, I'd have to be honest, there's so much to that. Yeah, the thought of it sounds great. There's a million other things involved that can fuck everything up.
Yeah.
In that kind of thing. There's got to be a lot of security. There's got to be a lot of, this is a mutual understanding. It's more often than not a loser of an idea, probably.
It sounds good, but when it comes down to it, somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody, there's going to be jealousy. Like I said, you got to be very, very secure about it. And,
let's just say it's two women. Let's just say it's you, me, or whatever, and two women. My wife, and one of her girlfriends that I think's hot. And then all of a sudden, you're there, and they're kind of getting into each other like, yeah. I mean, like, really getting into each other.
Mm-hmm. And what are you thinking?
And then you start going, and then you're going, ooh, God dang. She's really, seems like she likes her better than me.
Exactly.
And then you come home one day and Cindy's over at the house with your wife, you know, and she's there. And then you're wondering, oh, I wonder, were you guys, you know, it's just
yeah.
a lot of, it'll start, there's a lot of mental masturbation.
It'll start fucking with your head, literally.
Yeah.
You know, and
you know
if
what,
it's
like my dad said, but it wasn't about a threesome, but it's like, be careful what you ask for.
Exactly. Careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. You know,
you
and
it.
Is it cheating? You know, a lot of people have come to me and they're like, well, technically it's not cheating because she is my friend and my husband wanted it, or my boyfriend wanted it, and I'm in a relationship with him, but it felt really good because it's the same sex. You know, let's just say it's the same. You know, she does have, you know, her friend over, and she doesn't consider it cheating. She just thought, well, you know, it was hot at the time, like you're, you know, so now they're into it all the time now. So, you
yeah,
know,
now
you
they
get
can't do it without it.
And,
now
you know.
Now they can never have that one-on-one. Now they got no one-on-one life.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, what if it is the two guys and you bring in your friend with your wife, and then you're going to be thinking, well, does she want him more than me?
Right.
You know, it's a tricky thing. There are people out there who do it all the time and have no issues with it. You know, I have several people that I know. They're like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. They are completely in love with each other, have the most amazing relationship ever. and they go do their thing without each other, you know, in an open relationship, and they bring people into their own bed, and it's just one big party, and it works for them because they have that security, they have that understanding, and it can be very beautiful from how, you know, they describe it and that whole love thing going on. And it's just like with the whole 50 Shades thing. You can't go in there guns blazing with your little attitude thinking, you know, I am a dominant. No, you're just a guy on a power trip. Or you're just a chick on a power trip that's pissed off at guys and you think you're, you know, a dominatrix or something.
You know, I actually read the first one to see what all the fuss was about, 50 Shades of Grey. And you get into it, and it's like, hot billionaire, you know, powerful, you know, all the things, you know, all the ultimate things. I'm like, yeah, who wouldn't be, you know, I don't know. I just thought that I thought the whole thing was somewhat amusing because, yeah, of course she's attracted to him. And then willing to explore what he wants to explore.
I haven't read the books. I've watched the movie. But
yeah,
I
didn't watch the movie.
I did. And it was quite interesting. I guess because I didn't read the books.
I don't think they could have got a... I don't remember who they had the guy that was that played the part, but I didn't... I think I saw previews and I didn't think he fit the description in the book.
You know, again, without reading the book, a lot of people were like, no, you know, that's totally not. And I guess in my head, without reading the book before the movie even came out, I had my own vision of who I'd be. And then seeing the movie, I'm like, oh, well, okay, maybe. But I still go back to my fallback of who I think it should be. But anyway, we are down to the last 6 minutes, and I want to give a few shout-outs before we end. So everybody, you know, I did my boudoir photo shoot last month with Trisha from T Boudoir Photography, and they came out amazing. I literally chased the moon, and I was up in the mountains in New Mexico. And if you're on my Facebook and you got a chance to see that picture, that was pretty brave of me to post that. But she sent me more pictures for my gallery, and I was, yeah, quite impressed with myself. I was like, wow, that's really me. Okay. I worked hard for that. So anyway, she travels. She's amazing. She's phenomenal. She totally captures the whole, you know, goddess embodiment. So if you, just because you're not in New Mexico doesn't mean anything. Like I said, she's willing to travel, and she has traveled before. Go check out her work at tzphotography3.com. That's tzphotography3.com. Also, Renee Savant, like I said, who is the author of Your Mama, the Bible, and Porn, Never Taught You About Sex. That book is still free. She's doing it free for Christmas. You can get the book for free. It's an ebook. You can download it. And the e-courses are fixing to be available. So go to holisticsexeducation.com and download the book. And like I said, I wrote chapter 4, Red Hot and Sacred. And I'll be talking about that in February. And actually, Renee is going to be back with me the first Wednesday in January, and we are going to start talking about orgasms and the many, many different ways to have orgasms. That's always a lovely assumption. I love it. I can't wait. Also, Rebel Goddess is the new clothing line that is launched. I launched it on Facebook at least, but I'm working on the website. So look for Rebel Goddess, first of the year, to roll out with a website and store. It's clothing with an attitude. Also, check me out Monday through Friday on Keeping It Sexy with
Rock Rage Radio.
That's right, baby. I play epic music and talk sexy talk. Tomorrow, catch me because I'm talking about the friend zone. Are you in the friend zone? If you are, how can you get out of the friend zone? Tune in tomorrow from 10 to noon Eastern time on www.rockrageradio.com. To Keeping It Sexy with Monica Lee. You can go find me on Facebook, Keeping It Sexy with Monica Lee. Also, if you have not checked out my website, gotten my newsletter to keep up with everything that is Monica Lee, then why the hell not? Oh, go do it. Go do it. One of my friends said that the other day. She says, it was about Rock Rage. She's like, why aren't you listening, fool? Now she's got me saying that. I keep hearing Mr. T in my head. But go check
like
it out. frontportsextalk.com. You can message me anytime at Monica Lee at frontportsextalk.com.
You need to really need to check out Rock Rage Radio, though, everybody, because, I mean, I like to rock. April Wine has a song. They're a Canadian group from back in the 80s, but it's called I Like to Rock. And I like to rock, and Rock Rage Radio is, and there's great music. It's not just Keeping It Sexy with Monica Lee. She plays great music. She's talking sexy the whole time, so guys, get out there and listen to her. But Rock Rage Radio is the shit. It's a great, great app.
It is. You can download your app to your phone. You can take it everywhere. When we say we are everywhere, we are everywhere. And I've had some amazing times interviewing really cool bands. In 2017, is only going to be bigger. And like I said, you get me for 2 hours every day. I give sex advice, sex tips, relationships, love, all that good stuff. Right now I'm talking about how to make over your sex life, revamp it for 2017. So keep it tuned in and make sure you have it turned up. And tomorrow, Jim, you might want to listen because there's going to be something there for you.
I will listen tomorrow, and I'm going to give everybody else a tip. Instead of thinking about what you're getting, think about what you're giving in your sex
life. Exactly.
All right?
Exactly.
You know what? Think about what every man wants to be wanted, and he wants to think that he's the shit, that he's the king of your world, you know? So, you know, don't be needy, but, you know, make it known that he's the one. You know, and it'll keep things a lot, and think about giving. And it goes both ways, so.
And it's like I said, you know, I've said this many times, and I lose a lot of people from saying this, but, you know, really, you know, every woman should take care of the man she's with, and that's who she's with, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And when you do that, in turn, you get that back. For the most part, you should. Real world, you should. Like,
don't
you
worry
should.
About what you're not going to get or what somebody else is going to do that's going to hurt you or offend you. I mean, when you get relationships are a risk. So go in giving and expecting the best.
Exactly. You know, I always say give. I'm a giver. I don't expect anything in return. I just give. We're down to the last minute. Have fun on your radio.
We were cutting out. I'm here now. I couldn't hear you.
Tell us how to find you on your show again.
Play Harder Radio. I'm on Saturday mornings from this Saturday is going to be probably a little bit shortened show, but 9 a.m. Central. I'll be on probably for an hour, hour and a half this Saturday morning. We're working on a new MMA show for Tuesday night, starting at the first of the year. Some guys sitting around the Island Fights promotions offices here in Northwest Florida talking about the MMA world. So, yeah. And Play Harder Radio. Look me up at Play Harder Radio on Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being
here. You got it. A question about anything, just message me.
I wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, a blessed Christmas, one little peace, joy. Bye, front porch, y'all.
Bye.